Culture killer number 8, suffering. Coaches, I want to start off this podcast with a couple questions. And the first question is, do you suffer well? Let that sink in a little bit. Do you suffer well? Not just in your personal lives, but think about within your teams, within your programs, when things aren't going the way you planned during difficult seasons, whether it's during a singular season or expanded times throughout your coaching career, do you suffer well? Do you see suffering and struggle as an opportunity to grow in unexpected ways and to have maybe an unexpected impact on your players? I came across a quote recently by grief expert Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she said, "The most beautiful people are the ones who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of those depths." And that got me thinking about our coaching culture, high school, college, whatever level you're coaching at, and started thinking about how the players I'm coming across, talking to, coming from all sorts of different backgrounds, and over the last few months, having the opportunity to talk with a variety of different coaches in different contexts and hearing about all the, not just the struggles, but the challenges they're facing. And some of those challenges may be, you know, simply a losing program, or you're dealing with really frustrating injuries. And then on a deeper level, maybe it's discipline issues, off the court issues. Maybe it's you have a lack of support from your school or your athletic director. Maybe you have parents calling you and complaining about you as a coach and sending you emails. And maybe it's different things through social media or the local newspapers. Whatever you're dealing with, I'm struck by how within our culture right now, we're living in a world of quick fixes, in a culture that is, I feel like in many ways, we're failing to equip our kids, our players, to deal with struggle, suffering, difficult circumstances in their life. And I feel as coaches, we have an opportunity to be a light in dark places in many ways, where we can model how suffering well can allow us the opportunity to live out our values, to model and demonstrate what really matters in life. So coaches, whatever season you're in, again, I know many of us struggle with different things. And I guess my next question to you is, how do you deal with those times? What are some habits, some healthy habits just to think through? Are you reading regularly? Do you have a circle of friends that you can connect with that are gonna remind you of your values and why you coach? Are you listening to good podcasts to lift you up, to motivate you, to give you that shot in the arm? Prayer is a big one for me. Spending just 2 or 3 minutes every morning journaling intentionally to get my mind straight on why I am doing what I'm doing. And again, I've mentioned in the other podcast, signing up for mentorship has been a game changer for me and has just helped me mentally, emotionally, to be the best coach I can be for my players. So coaches, some questions there to think through. If you're going through a difficult season, it is a huge opportunity to learn and grow and to impact your program in different ways. And I came across, well, I want to leave you with one more quote by a pastor named Scott Sauls. And he said, "Sometimes the best, most life-giving way to lead is by suffering well. Sometimes the best, most life-giving way to lead is by refusing to allow death, mourning, crying, or pain to dictate the storyline of our lives and of history." And guys and girls, coaches, in my experience, those difficult seasons, though difficult in the moment, when I've embraced the challenge and met those seasons head on, I found that my relationships are deeper and my impact on those lives are everlasting and have helped me become stronger and a more fulfilled coach, father, husband, teacher, whatever it is. I hope you've enjoyed listening to my culture killers basically series, and tune in next week. We're gonna move in a different direction and start giving you guys content that I hope can continue to build you up, challenge you, and learn from. So that was Culture Builders 169. If you're interested in signing up for mentorship, love to hear from you. At Coach Soudan on Twitter, and love to hear from you through email, ssoudan@briarcrest.ca. Thank you for listening.